Hi everyone, I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Cornel Mandruxzo, who wrote and directed White God. Hi Cornel.
Hello.
Hi, so great to talk to you. How are you doing today?
How are you? I'm fine. I'm absolutely good. And you?
Great. I just finished watching the movie. So moving and powerful. Tell me, how did you get this job or this idea?
The idea is really like from personal touch. I went to a shelter house, and what I'm finding there, I was totally shocked, and I immediately go to my screenwriter, and I told to her, I would like to create a movie about dog.
Did you always imagine that it would be a female main character?
No, actually, that was her idea. Because started to work on the script, and we recognized that we really need something which is mirroring the whole story. So it's like really need a mirror reflection on it. And we started to find what kind of character could be. And she thought that her remember she lost a dog when she was 12 because of a bad surgery moment. And she said that was really bad for her in that time. So let's use a 12-year-old gender issue is still an open question. So I'm sure for a female 12-year-old female character has more pressure by the society than for a boy. So that's why we use her as the most rebel character in the movie.
Did you feel like in the filming and also the writing that it was difficult to show the abuse to the animals? Because just in my experience with audiences, sometimes they're even more upset with the abuse of animals than they are with humans. It touches people so deeply. Did you consider that when you were writing or filming?
Absolutely. I mean, we all know we would like to tell the truth. And if you would like to tell the truth, then you must deal with violence, which is surrounding everything today's world. So to write down, it was also maybe make a huge research inside the country, but also outside. And we watch a lot of documentary. We went to a lot of foundation, and we are talking with everyone who is dealing with those topics. I mean, animal abusions, and then we all recognize it. The human, the ones who make the animals white back, and then it's trying to find a figure who is the most evil figure inside this fear, and of course because of that you believe the dogs have more moral than humans, and you believe they revolution. So without those things, it's just senseless to create. So when we are deciding that to use the revolution, of course we need that kind of structure and dramaturgy for the whole movie.
Did you ever at any point think it might be too far for the audience? Or I noticed in some of the scenes you don't show the animal, you show the chains, especially in the one abuse scene. Can you talk a little bit about the choices that you had to make there? Was that something, did you know that you would handle it that way, or did that come to you on set, or can you just talk about your process?
In one hand, no animal harm and abuse in this movie, and there was everything played. For a filmmaker, that was the most difficult, how you can cheat those scenes. Actually, it's the same difficulties with human scenes when they are boxing or make a war movie, and to make it believable, because we all know, hopefully, in cinemas, there are no real elements, so fake blood, imaginations, and use your fantasy. So we watch a lot of Hitchcock movies, for example. We watch a lot of early kind of expressionist movies, like silent movies, how we can create those imaginations. And then, of course, we try to make those scenes as effective as we can, and on the balance that we are all believe as humans, whom believe of equality in between human and animal, and who believe equality of every plant and human and animals. So we have this kind of moral behind those things as well, as a filmmaker, and we deeply believe of art and also the radical protest by art. And this movie, hopefully, that kind of radical protest of equality through those things as well. And at the end, hopefully, you understand the whole message which comes from this movie.
What kind of feedback have you been getting, you know, from audiences and people seeing the film? I mean, it's doing wonderfully in the festival circuit. Can you talk a little bit about what the fans are saying to you or any feedback that you've had? Because it's so moving.
Actually, I think that one of the most important for me is the uniqueness, what they have as a right. So, I mean, when I watched first time movies, when I was 14, 15, which I not like just television, but more like art and author cinema, I felt maybe the same, that something new world is open for me. And we got a lot of reaction like that. There's a huge fan club, you know, which they appreciate the ride, what they have through this movie. And of course you can read by the critics, what was their reaction. So I was, it's more like we took a lot of risk to work with children, with animals, with melting the genres together and see, you know, that what kind of ride comes out of it. But I think this is somehow what you can pick up if you wanted to deal with any kind of contemporary question. And so you don't want to repeating the answers or just eating the same food always. So I'm quite satisfied. This movie is much more growing than I felt before, because it started as a small Hungarian movie on a Hungarian language, and then it's really grow.
What was the most difficult moment for you when you were making the film? Was it writing or directing? What was one moment when you thought, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get through this, or this is such an obstacle that I can't believe I got myself into this? Did you have any moments like that while filming or writing?
It's more like in the editing room, because that was lots of scenes, you know, just when how you can cheat in, how you can do it to make it believable, because, you know, the dogs was happy and they are playing, and so how can I dramatize inside the editing room? There was lots of script writing somehow happening in the editing room. So you cannot write down something and put your script and on a controlled way, because children and animals, they have freedom, and you give them lots of patience and curiosity, and then they can do what they can do, and they cannot do what they cannot do. They cannot do anything. So they are part of the writing group as well. So, and then we shoot a lot of material, and then we see what comes out, and then we try to do our best.
Do you have any advice for somebody who wants to do a movie with animals and children? What did you take away from this that you would do if you made another movie like this? I'm just asking for someone who's maybe interested in trying this kind of film, which is just has so many elements to it. It seems very hard to juggle. Any advice for someone out there?
Yeah, I mean, in one hand, I think if you wanted to control everything, then you don't do it. If you are enough free to be curious, then do it. And also, you know, use them as persons, and they, I mean, animals have strong personalities as well. Try to meet them, try to understand them, try to discover them. They have those personalities. Really can show animal emotions, and because it was really like something which, you know, we are not creating anything by CGI. So if you have interest, you understand that and be close to them, then it's really a therapy. It's really a lesson. It's really teach you about humanity a lot. If you want to just control something, then don't start it to make an animal movie or even a children movie.
Very well said. And I didn't think about it that way as far as control, creative control, but really that's a great way to look at it. What are you working on next? What can we look forward to seeing from you after this film? Like, what is the next thing you want to work on?
I'm working on two projects, and we'll see what's happened earlier. As one is an original script. It's about a refugee who is coming into Europe. And another one is it's an adaptation of a Russian novel called Ice Trilogy by Vladimir Sorokin. And I'm working on these two projects. But you know film business, you never know what comes next.
Right. And they're both dramas, this kind of moving story that follows one character. Is that typically the type of film that you like to work on?
I don't know. I mean, the story is always just secondary for me. So I really would like to first to find a statement that what I would like to talking about. And then if I found it, that what is the topic, what is the why I make it that movie, then the second step to find the story is behind. And the story can be different. But if you have no statement, if you have no thoughts, why and what deals with your reality and why do you do that, then it's senseless to create any of the stories.
Very well said. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate talking to you. I'd love to talk to you for your next film, too. And congratulations, a great movie, and I enjoyed it so much.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye.